This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Yo, you listening to the Oprah Rose Show with TT and Gigi, and yeah, get it poppin'.
Thoughts. Everything begins with thoughts.
She's a slut, she's a hoe, she's this, she's that.
We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much.
It's about people being uncomfortable with women owning their sexuality.
What is the truest, highest vision that you hold for yourself?
I'm a real ass bitch, and I'm gonna get everything that I'm gonna get on my own.
I know for sure. You don't get what you wish for. Get what you believe.
Hi. Hi, guys.
What's up? What's up?
I'm TT.
I'm Gigi.
And I'm Didi.
This is episode 231 of the Oprah Rose Show.
We back.
We're finally back. We're finally doing everything in the right order.
Okay. I was just about to say, yay.
Yeah.
Us
can't promise
the right order
for the rest of the show, but you know, the opening was there.
Okay. Like, rate, subscribe.
Like, rate, subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Instead of doing hotels, we also did want to open up the listener letters to whether it's advice, whether it is like your horrible dating experiences. So write in and into the Oprah Rose Show at gmail.com.
Come on, the.
The. Okay. It's giving Queen's English. Okay.
We was here first, though.
Okay.
Let the record show.
Oh.
The
Vermont girls.
Right? Yes, we're back, guys, with another episode. Again, life always is lifing. We're back. Make sure you watch us on YouTube.
Oh, because we here. Look,
we trying to rate our. We trying to get our subscribers subscriptions up
and Patreon. We actually, yeah. I know the Patreon people was like, "Bitch, fuck y'all."
They so over us.
I know the Patreon.
They like, give like, $5 big hole. Yeah.
So I'm actually thinking
there's
we should
multiple tiers.
You can go I know up to 20. But
multiple
that was the
tiers.
Last, the, even the $5 right. people, like, fuck you.
But it's but I think we should do a roll up special with our sponsor on Patreon. Actually.
Yeah.
We are back again with Backwoods.
Yeah. Rolling that green.
Rolling that green.
Ain't that what they call it?
Let's sticky, icky, icky, icky. Ooh, ooh.
Ludacris.
The loud pecky, y'all. The loud pecky, y'all. We don't want no whisper weed, okay?
Right.
We don't want no whispers.
No.
We need loud.
I want somebody to be annoyed when I smoke it, you know?
Do people like, still call it Reggie?
No, that's cheap. Wasn't
I know, but
weed?
Do people still call it that?
If there's, I haven't heard of Reggie. And mind you, I live in California, so if there's Reggie around, I just don't even know what that
is. Reggie? Yeah.
That's
like
that's
bad
regular.
Weed.
That's mid. You know,
there's so many names, but marijuana for all intents and purposes. marijuana Backwoods, amazing collab.
Like
it's giving collab, yeah. Right? The strands, but you know, strands. The real focus is the Backwoods.
Okay.
Right, that gives a nice
all of our flavors: vanilla, yeah.
grape. What we have right here is sweet aromatic.
Sweet. We have sweet aromatic. Yeah. I don't even know.
Aromatic.
I'm pronouncing. Did I
she,
told you I'm delirious.
Did she
I'm
with a sticky icky.
Right. I need to. Shit. I need to. I need to be like in my bed and I'm chilling, watching Ozark. And
throwing
I'm just
out the
like,
juices. Like
no, I'm smoking.
Oh, okay.
If you was watching on YouTube, you would know that. Hello. But anywho, we are super excited to have our guests today. I love that this is like friends of the show.
Oh yeah,
you know, like, and they're act like everybody's obviously a friend of the show that we have on the show.
Mm-hmm.
But this is like for real, like. The girls were fucked up last weekend together, making pancakes and shit, being line cooks
at
6 in the morning.
Y'all really made pancakes?
Homemade. Bacon, vegan sausage, bomb ass eggs.
Oh, you had a real midnight breakfast.
Literally, that's how.
Well, I mean, it was past midnight, but
fucked up.
I mean,
I've never done that.
The sun was down still.
It was coming.
It was coming out.
By the time everybody left, the sun was up, like fully. Mm-hmm. Wasn't even like peaking. She was fully up. I've never even made a sandwich for a nigga after sex. So for me to like make breakfast for people is like a big thing. Like,
oh, don't say that because then you nigga gonna be mad.
And now you gotta make a sandwich.
Right. I'm not doing that. So, Yeah,
exactly. Like, I order some food.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not doing that. Mane, aka Gucci Mane.
The Deleon Donette. I love it.
That's what our friend calls her. The Deleon Donette.
Yes, the Deleon Doll.
The originator of RAV Club, which is Rich Auntie
Vibes.
Thank you. Yes. Mane.
I mean, listen, the whole time y'all saying shit, she just over here like, yeah.
Pulling her hair behind her ears.
She said, a bookie, bookie, boo. And a what? And a. And a lean.
Why are you saying shit yet? Like,
she's over there collecting
her accolades.
Right.
But if you was watching it on YouTube, you would see what she was doing.
Facts.
Okay.
Facts.
You would know.
Okay.
No What's bad bitch.
The big purr. The biggest.
How did I forget?
The biggest.
The biggest purr.
The biggest purr.
Rawr. How did I forget that? How?
How? Now, is purr for coochie? The people want to know.
For it all.
No, wait. Honestly, all jokes aside, I really did forget. Who is big? Oh, Coyle Ray. I was like, who is big? They could give me big purr. Yeah, yeah. I was
he
like,
call me big purr.
Yeah.
Because I make that pussy purr. Okay. Oh, right.
But Pooh Shiesty was the big purr. Or what was he?
What's up, man?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I forgot how we got to Big Purr, but...
How you doing?
You know, we chilling.
Welcome we're so to happy to have you.
I'm so happy to be with y'all. It's like, it's family.
Yes.
That's what it is.
Love y'all.
Fam bam. It is. Mm. So, Mane, I mean, it's unfortunate that you're from the D.C. area.
Wow.
But,
That's aggressive.
Not unfortunate.
Come on, classic. DC, Baltimore.
That's unfortunate
rival.
As well.
I mean,
you know, it's unfortunate that you're from the PG County.
At least I'm a part of the DMV area.
Yeah, I don't
no,
care about that.
No, the DMV stretches from 410 to 757. No,
it does not include Baltimore. And
it
I don't
does
know
not
why
include
you just
Baltimore.
Did that.
Please be clear.
Let it.
No.
It won't.
We should all be celebrating.
Baltimore is out of town. Please be clear.
And won't. Literally, I'm the same way. And won't. And you, I'm about to kick you in your damn forehead.
Wait, I'm so confused. I'm like, Baltimore's not
No. No.
Baltimore is a whole different dialect. Let's be clear. Because it's DMV.
Yeah, DC,
Maryland.
Southern Maryland.
Virginia.
And Northern Virginia.
That's what it's called.
So why ain't it DCSMV?
Shit, I don't know. Like, nigga, talk to the people. We ain't invent that.
I would love to know who this
is. As an outsider, it's unclear.
Baltimore's out of town.
But I am clear on the
But I think it's like, honestly.
Baltimore is an hour away from my fucking house. It is out of town.
So is Virginia. But then even Virginia gets a little crazy. Like, because the same way, Virginia, I think, I don't know the regions of Virginia that they only claim, but like.
North Virginia.
I think, yeah,
Virginia,
like,
really
I think it probably
included,
like, stops at Norfolk or some shit like that.
In Norfolk, it's probably in Alexandria.
Yeah. My bad.
You get the first city over, and that's it.
It's not going to Petersburg.
It's not giving Virginia.
DMV. Norfolk is not Atlanta. Okay.
I'm dead.
Not Atlanta. It's not Atlanta.
It's giving.
Just open it up. Extend it to everybody.
No.
For what?
I had somebody talking.
Exclusive clubs over here, baby.
Hello. I love exclusivity. Shit. No,
and
I really
cheers
did.
Cheers to that.
Cheers. I had somebody that was like, he said, what? He's like, oh, I've never heard of Maryland, but he had heard of Baltimore. And that's why I would like jokingly, what? I was like, yes, Baltimore.
No, yeah, no. And like when I was in college, I used to always say I'm from D.C. specifically, because if you say you're from Maryland,
they like,
niggas
what?
Be like, oh, Baltimore. I'm like, no, nigga, that's out of town. I don't even know what's in Baltimore.
Yeah, no.
That was like me in D.C. Like, I didn't really go to D.C. much as a child. Like,
yeah, like, it's out of town.
Yeah, I was like, for what? Yeah.
It's giving like a weekend excavation. Like,
we about to be out here for the weekend? We staying for the weekend?
Literally, it's giving hotel
stay. You're going to Chicago.
Okay, fair.
Yeah. Because Chicago is how far from?
2 hours.
Yeah, like, it's, yeah, like.
Y'all are, okay, enough of this, because it is not 2 hours, y'all. Y'all are bugging, but. It is not 2 hours.
It is, people.
Because
I'm like, I done rode that high. What's that highway between D.C. and Baltimore?
295.
Yeah, I done rode that a
but
few
my parents
times.
Are close. They are close.
I mean, yeah, like, her house is like, close.
It's close.
Like, I went to high school out
there. I was like, no.
Your parents. Right, like, no. Yeah, like, I went to my girlfriend's, I remember I went to her bridal shower in Baltimore, and it was in the deep in Baltimore. I was like, bitch.
You far.
I was like, where? I want to stay tonight. I was like, can I stay over? Like, I'm not driving back over to
I hope you clean up.
Upper Marlboro. Like,
can I get a blanket, bitch? Thanks.
So, y'all met, and that's how we all became friends. You and G worked together.
Yes.
And then you also
So you cover my maternity leave.
Is that how y'all met?
Yes. That was my first meeting with her. She was like, she held me down.
Okay.
And my I thought y'all knew each other longer than
that. We just clicked.
I know, low-key, I don't know if I knew. I'm learning so many things, how you and 6'6 Poppy met. Like, I'm learning so many things. But so previously before that, again, like we said, you lived in D.C. Now you studied abroad. Like, what was that like?
It was amazing. Like, you know, I went to undergrad in North Carolina, you know, second D.C., in Greensboro. And then I moved back home, back to Maryland. And then I was like, oh, what do you want to do? My sister told me, like, somebody was, one of our old classmates from, like, elementary school, middle school, was, like, studying it in London. And I was like, you know what? I could study abroad. Like, I wanted to study abroad in college. Never did it because it just, they didn't have a program that kind of went with my credits. And I had way too many fucking credits. I was the overachiever in school, you know. 21 credits every semester. Oh my God. Honors college.
But y'all was scratching 12.
I don't even know how many you needed.
I came into college as a second semester freshman, first semester sophomore. Wow. Like, all my AP courses. So, like, what people don't know is, like, I really was, like, a overachiever as a kid, as a student. Like, I was really that.
But why do you think that is? I feel like...
Because I was always, like, the cool kid at the same time. Like, I was always at all the parties.
And your mom's an educator.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, okay. So my mother's an educator.
You got to throw that in there first.
Right, you do. You do have to leave it there.
But to be honest, my mother never had to, like, be on me. Like, it was never... She never... Like, I just wanted to be, like... It was just me wanting to be great. Yourself. Like, to be that person. I love that. Like, so it was just, like... She's always talking. She's like, yeah, I never had to, like, tell you to stay up for your homework or do your papers or whatever or study. Like, I always got good grades. I'm the person in my class who's arguing with my teacher because my grade isn't better because I know more than them. Like, yep. That was me. So, I mean.
I actually did that a couple times.
I've gotten in trouble a couple times because of my mouth. Like, nah, nigga. And I pulled it because I'm black card because I went to a white high school. I've done it all. Like, so you going to give me a B because I'm black?
I'm dead. I fucking hate it.
And what I also learned about Maine, too, that I had no idea about is you dancer. Like, so in high school, you was, like, teaching
dance. Oh, yeah, I was a captain of the dance team. Everything.
Captain of the dance team. I had no idea.
I danced since I was 3 years old. My original goal was to be a professional dancer. Then I realized I was short.
I'm dead. Well, no. I don't know shit about shit. But Maine is the one. That's why Jessie's in Dada now. Like, Maine was, she planted the seed, 2 years ago.
Yep.
She's like, you want to move to LA? Like, you should put her in Debbie Allen. She got a studio out there. Yeah. This is, what is that? And then when I moved, I started clocking it, but that's because of Maine.
Come on, Dia. Extracurricular activities.
Now she got you up at 7 in the morning. On
literally.
Sunday.
But look, the dog loves it.
Right.
And that's I'm here for it. Telling her recital schedules and everything.
Literally. She was like, so when the recital coming up? Because it's supposed to be around May, June. And then, like, 2 weeks later, I got an email and I screenshotted to her like, well, damn, bitch. I guess she was right.
But no, yeah. So, I mean, I used to be a dance coach. My first job actually was teaching dance across the country. So I traveled teaching dance. Like,
this is in high school?
Yeah, right out of high school, I started traveling the country teaching dance to, like, And so, yeah, no, about.
Can you teach me how to do a split?
Let's go.
So I can show my nigga.
You gonna do it on the dick?
And you know, you don't even gotta get down that low on the dick.
I gotta get low first. Like, you gotta work your way up to that.
Like, I asked Maine that one time, like, you be doing a split during sex? Like, absolutely. How do you?
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
My God.
I know. I was like, wow, you must be a really good time.
She said, right. And she said, absolutely. There was no hesitation.
None at all. Really big purr. Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
She left with that big purr.
Right. Well, let's fast forward a little bit. Okay. Let's get the fuck out of high school. So you're here, obviously, and you've been here. And one of your titles is the RAV Club, which is Rich Auntie Vibes. And, you know, back in the day, I feel like there was a stigma around, you know, you not having children and being, especially being like 30 something shit. Like, I'm literally a spinster at this point and no children. And like, I feel like that shift it's a shift of like women that are either. I literally saw my homegirl today. She's like, I'm not having kids. Like, she's like, no, I'm not. She's like, are you crazy? Like, I would never want to do that. And there's a shift of women that either don't have them or like, don't want them or whatever. I'm like, how did the RAV club, how did this come about?
So it's crazy because, like, I had a couple of friends who started having kids, and I love children. So let's be very clear. Like, I love babies. I love, you know, TT Maine. I'm taking your kid out. I'm waiting on Janae to bring Jesse over so she can come to the East Coast and so we can hang out and go have tea time at Lauderay, you know, do it all. I'm ready to be a girly girl with my booze, okay? So, but yeah, like, and so I was just like, I'm gonna be a rich auntie. Like, you know, I had a good job. I had good jobs, and it was just like, I'm gonna get you, you know, I wanna spoil the babies. But at the same token, like, if I don't have a kid, it's cool. If I want children, yes. So I think that's a very big misconception. It's like a lot of people, they say like, oh, like, you don't want children. It's like, no, I want kids. But I'm not just having kids with any nigga. Let's be very clear.
Right.
Intentional.
Very intentional. I'm not about to just...
Intentional life-saving shit.
Hello?
I was like, fucking like, literally. Yeah, like, you know, having a kid with the wrong nigga will literally ruin your
life. Yeah. And I've seen it happen to too many of my friends, too many people. So like, right. It's given... I'm not afraid of getting an abortion. Let's be...
Come on now.
Wait, what?
Come on now.
I'm not like...
Speaking of...
There's no shame in that.
There's no
it's
shame.
None, it's but none, I ain't gonna swear where it was going.
Literally, me.
Ain't no shame in that because like, a woman, women should have the right to say what they want to do with their body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, so if I know you an ancient nigga and like we just fucking around or whatever, I'm not about to carry this kid for 9 months and be alone for the rest of my life with this baby.
Right.
Nah, I'm good.
And I can still have a good time.
And I can still. Like, it's given also if I have a baby for a nigga, guess what? That's your kid. Take care of this motherfucker.
For sure. Yeah. For sure. Mm-hmm.
Like.
That's fucking movie.
Please.
I don't need any interruptions in my life.
The thing I love about Rav, Rich Auntie Vibes, is that it's just like about celebrating where you are in life. So like you said, like, yeah, I would love to have children if that happens for me one day. That's something I want. But right now, like, I'm living, I'm spending, I'm having a great time. And I feel like that's so important because, you know, we're so stigmatized to be in one box. Like, oh, if you don't have a kid by 32, 33 or whatever, like, it's over for you. No, no.
Think about it.
It is.
People start wondering, questioning, maybe I want to wait till I'm 39.
And I think it's also, keep in mind, I think it's a little different in a major city. So in LA or New York, there's a lot of transplants and most people move here for work and career.
Right.
So, no, do I think you get it as much? No, but like if we all, you know, we still lived in Indiana or Maryland, it's like, absolutely, they're looking at you crazy.
Because then, isn't it 35? How many times are they asking you, like, when you going to have a kid?
All the time. Like, and is it like after 35, you know, your eggs decrease. Yep. So it's like, you really have to think about how we talked about last episode.
Yeah.
Like, you have to think about family planning. It's like, what am I going to do? Like, or is it just like, I'm healthy? It's all these things that there is pressure, I feel
And it's also internal pressure. Women put on themselves every day, you know.
And
thank God, like, I have a mother who does not pressure me at all. She's like, so when we going on our next trip, like, that's she's ready to be like,
I've heard this name before.
That's my mama. Yeah.
That's what I call her too.
Yeah, that's baby everybody D. call baby D, baby D. That's what she go by.
I'm dead.
But like, you know, like, I definitely am appreciative. Like, my mother had us late, me and my sister. She had me at 34, my sister at 36, right? So like, even then I'm still like, I still got time.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, like, so she's never pressured me to be like, you know, like, oh, I want grandbabies, blah, blah, blah. Like, my daddy tried it one time. I told that nigga, you got 9 grandkids already on the with the mother motherfuckers. Be clear. Hey, yo, be clear.
You can leave me alone.
Leave me alone. Because I do. I feel like we see it more and more. Like, I actually know, you know, in like working in music, I know more women without children that do have them. And sometimes I'm like, is this what I want my life to be like? I'm like, at this point, I don't really care. It is what it is. Like, if it is, it is. If it ain't, it ain't. Like, it's giving. I'm just here. Like, I'm fine either way. But like, that pressure is definitely still there.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I mean, one of my good girlfriends happened to ask me the other day and was like, she actually on my birthday, she was like, when you going to have, when you gonna have kids, your mother wants grandkids. Nice. I'm like, I ain't say that shit. I don't give a damn.
Not a motherfucking, it's like putting stuff on you. Right. Like, don't project.
Yeah, but she has two kids. So, yeah. And it's just like, but for her, she's like, when you gonna have kids so they can play with my kids. I'm like, girl.
And
you got all our other friends.
Exactly.
All
so other much, friends. It's so much. You know what else I was thinking about? I think when men don't get that. Mm-mm. Men do
at
not
all.
Get. Men
because
do
they
not
can have kids
get,
up to the day they die.
Exactly. They don't get the, like, if your homeboy got a kid, it ain't no like, yo, bruh, when you joining the dad club. I mean, I could be wrong. I don't know. But like, I, you know.
It's not giving.
But it's not the same
I
level
will
of
say,
pressure.
I have listened to a couple podcasts where it has come up where if they're in a cast and some of them have kids, it has come up like, well, you can't answer this because you don't have kids, or like he'll preface with that. Mm-hmm. So it's a thing,
but that's
it's not
different. But that's different. Different than like when or even like when I posted G's engagement, do you know how many people asked me was I getting engaged? And I was like, yeah,
people
don't
thought
know.
It was my hand.
I don't know.
Because me and
don't
G almost like the same complexion. So everybody was like, they were like, bitch, wait. I was like, it's not my hand.
It's, yeah.
But okay, it's I literally like, have a tag here.
Because my sister was so nondescript. She was just like, yeah, I just going to get
She's
this
like,
hand.
It's up. Yeah. G's engagement post was very nondescript. So, like, when we reposted it, I did, like, it. I had, like, 60% of the comments were like, oh, when are you going to get engaged? And I was like, you would never ask this to a man. Like, right. You would
exactly.
never.
You never,
you would never
I,
ask a man,
that.
Like,
that's,
when are you? It's
absolutely.
Like, stay, mind your monkey.
Right.
Like,
but
literally.
My question to you, a man would never post that, right?
Punch
yes.
did.
Yes.
Well,
shit.
Obviously.
Yeah, I was like, he did.
A king.
And I bet you not, Nan, not one of them friends.
He reposted everybody. I didn't even really repost
Look,
nobody.
Like, repost nobody.
She
I was like, damn,
she
bitch.
Was like, I posted it. And
I posted it. And that's what you going to get. He reposted. He's also the groomzilla.
It is giving
child.
Groomzilla. I called it from the beginning.
Not groomzilla.
Main did. Yes, he's... This is Punch's wedding. It's not. I'm the.
It's giving Aries energy. I'm not gonna hold you.
It's big
oh
Aries
yeah,
energy
yeah,
here.
Yeah. I can see that. Oh, I can totally see that.
It's giving heavy on the Aries.
I be like forgetting he's an Aries.
Yeah, I do too. I always forget. Damn. I always forget. Yeah.
But well,
yeah.
Show up, sis.
You know.
But it's just yeah. I hate that. I do. I mean, hopefully, just like you know, women wearing their bellies out.
Yeah.
Brick all of these these projections rather.
Absolutely. And also for people to stop saying, you know, one of my biggest things that I hate is when people are like, oh, you don't have kids, so you can't say nothing. You don't know. And it's like,
I
and actually, I know, you know,
oh, you,
out of all of my friends.
You were somebody who would say that? Like,
no,
no I disagree
with that statement.
With
like,
that statement.
Got it.
Like, it's very surprising to most of my friends because I'm like the most maternal person out of all of my friends. Like,
Maine is giving me tips. And that's why I say, like, I disagree. Because you just never know what somebody else's experiences is. My doula didn't have any children.
Yeah.
But she was skilled. She had a skill set that I didn't have. And so I just feel like you can't eliminate what somebody's experience or skill set
or
just
advice.
Maternal or advice is just because they are absent of this. Now, yeah. Are they not there in the day to day? They don't have that. Sure, but that doesn't mean that they can't provide a
resource. Right, and I'm not saying my word is Bible, right? But I'm saying like I've experienced. Oh, your child is teething.
Right.
Hey, maybe you should try to put some fruit in the fridge, in the freezer, freeze it over and help. And they can chew
on some
on
grapes.
It and, you know, like and they can chew on it. It helps. It's both a sweetener and it helps alleviate the toothache.
Something. You sent me some shoes.
Yeah,
to
like
for
her
walking.
Yep. And I was like,
you was like, no, she got to get them what's
the stride
one,
right.
Yeah.
I was like, my mother literally.
And I was like,
they do not put stride right.
But look, literally a week and a half
like,
later, Jessie was walking.
Right.
Yeah,
she
was.
The baby's in Gucci's now.
Yeah.
Right. They be trying to get the baby's in Gucci's and the new Jordans.
Right.
Like, get that baby some stride right.
Here's the thing. I will say, I think because I'm nurturing, but I'm not maternal. And so I will preface everything with like, yeah, I ain't got no kids. I can't speak on it. I don't know. And I literally said, I was like, I do not want to talk about shows. And here I am talking about a show. And you know, there's a scene in Ladies Who List on OWN and they get into this huge debacle, this huge
and I hated it.
Debate.
Yes, that scene
and
made
I,
me
but
so
low
fucking
key,
mad.
I saw both sides because it's like, I do think there was a part one of the cast members that does have a child was talking to another cast member that does not have a child. And what was it? They were just, she was like, oh, you can't say
you,
it because
you're
a mother or something.
You don't understand.
Right.
Like,
yeah. And I do think
like being friends, it was like so petty.
Yes, it was
and
like
making
something.
New friends.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have time to make new friends.
Yeah. Like, and it's like, no,
I have kids.
I feel like people make time for what they want to make time for. It's very fucking clear.
Right.
Like, I know people who Because my friends who got kids, them niggas with me in the club every week. Let's be clear.
But I do think, I do think that
they got a daddy.
I was just about to say, but I do think that it also comes from a good support system. No, like, because there are people that I think that are like two women were talking about.
These were also two women who said they had a good support system. So
yeah,
they just was being nasty.
Yeah,
and just saying like, oh, I don't have time for you. Like, if you don't like me, just say that shit.
Right.
Be clear.
Just tell me what it is, for real. Don't use your kids as an excuse to not be my friend.
Because you friends with this other bitch every day, and y'all hanging out without your kids.
I mean,
like, even if your mommy friends, you still probably hang out without your kids. Yeah. So you make time for that. Like, yeah. So be clear.
It's hard making new friends sometimes, though.
Oh, absolutely.
I think that was
my ass seemed to make them every day.
Hello.
I can see that.
I'm like, I don't have time. Like, I don't want new friends. Yeah, but she's like 2 years old now. I will say the thing about
Maine is that which is crazy that y'all met when she was going on maternity leave, because in my mind, you have been around for so long
that it feels like it's given.
Right. So that's why. So for you, it doesn't feel like new friend, because technically that is a new friendship
that
we're all cultivating. But like, stay around, sis, because I didn't even realize that shit. You my girl.
So obviously, man, you do not have children. Are you dating? What is your relationship
what
status?
The lick read? Relationship status is, you know, it is what it is. We figured it out. You know, but I do, you know, for me, it's like definitely like, and I feel like I intimidate niggas sometimes because of the independence that I have, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm never going to need you for anything. I want you for things, but I'm never going to need you to do things I need to do, right?
What you need them to do, because I know.
Lay the dick and pop this pussy right.
I'm dead.
I call Maine a pimp. She's a pimp.
I'm dead.
She literally is like, I don't rely on these niggas for nothing but sex.
So, and I think, it's... I'm literally like, where's my thought going? Because I'm still like, okay. I was literally just like, okay, wait a minute.
You told me that.
That was me.
There's sometimes, you know, all these conversations about like being soft or, you know, or like the wants versus needs. And I think it differs for each person, because I do think a lot of times, sometimes like heterosexual men feel this like inherent. What? I have to be clear about it. Just seriously, it is different. It's like, they have this inherent need to feel needed. And not wanted. And there is a difference. And for a very, very long time, I did not understand
the
difference.
I
think sometimes people, you know, like.
And I think there is a point of when I'm going to need, but like, I never want you to feel like you have one up on me or like, oh, this bitch needs me. Like, I don't ever want to.
So that is my issue. That is why I can't, because to me, I think the conversation that I had about that is like, it's more so you are my person.
Right. Yes, like I want to relationship. Need you, but it's more. Yeah. It's once I feel comfortable. Once you make me let down my barriers, let down my guard. Like, I'm not, because like, and that's the other thing that men don't, or heterosexual men, or most even people, right, don't understand, that you have to allow people to open up to you, right?
Right.
Like, I'm not going to just open up to you. Like, when me and G became friends. We wasn't like, when I met her in the office, it was just like, oh, okay. Like, it was like, hey. And then it was like, oh, okay, like this is my bitch. Like, right. we got this similar, you know, she played plies in the office. I was like, yes, bitch.
She played plies.
You know,
it's
pretty pussy.
It was a bonding.
You know, yeah, because that's very specific.
It's so specific.
Like, if somebody's playing that and that's your shit, like, that's your homie.
Damn, I think I fucked with you. It was like, you know, like, I mean, now granted, that was later on that a friendship, but like,
but
you know,
still,
but, saying,
right.
but like,
it's
even
solidified.
Still, but like, it's like, people don't realize that relationships take time, right? Like, like, all relationships are relationships, whether it's a friendship, a marriage, mother, daughter, father, son, all of those take time and need to be cultivated regardless of who you are.
Yeah.
And everybody's different. So you can't assume that as soon as we start dating or start talking that, I'm going to need you.
Right.
And also because men have to raise person. They a lot of men want to be needed but don't rise to the occasion exactly. to provide. Exactly. So you can't have it both ways, baby. Like you have to be sturdy in your ability to provide
to, do that.
To meet my needs.
And provision to be, for me to be and needed. I think and provision for you to be needed. Provision exactly. is not just monetarily.
It's exactly. not. Like, it's and niggas more think than that bitches make be talking about money. It's them. Them yeah. niggas be pushing money. Like
I'm sorry, y'all ever... not going to tear niggas down right now.
We're not tearing them down.
No, but it's
hold
on,
so true.
Hold on. Like, y'all talking about rise to the occasion.
They got to rise. Like,
Or just show up.
How do you want to be needed, but you can't provide the
what
need?
What you want them to do?
But this is the thing. This isn't what we
word.
No.
You yeah, know, I'm be a man. Stand up.
The issue is that men want to be needed, and I'm mad, and they mad that I don't need them. But the things that I would need... Like
they like, so I'm like, okay, cool, right? Like, all right, I need all the designer shit, right? Now I'm buying it for myself already.
I mean, it's giving Aga, but let's see.
Prada Aga.
Okay.
All the things.
The new Miu Miu's.
Okay.
See me on.
You save space. You'd be like, nah, I'm gonna wait for my man to buy me that.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You do that.
And like, you know, I was at the Cartier store. They talking about some. Oh, you should get the one with the diamonds. And I was like, I can afford it, but I want my man to buy me that one. I'm gonna get this one with, you know, this yeah. little cute, this cute tooth owl.
Yeah. I'm gonna spend an expensive one
for him.
Right.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, I do want things that my nigga to buy, right? Like, there's gonna be, like, I do, but I want you to be able to afford. Like, if you can afford that, and you can, like, yes, I can afford everything for myself. Be clear. Like, whatever I want, I can buy. But do I want you to be able to buy it for me? Yes. Do I want you to be able to provide a house for me, provide safety, to know that you need to walk on the outside of the motherfucking sidewalk? Yes. You know, niggas...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Niggas don't even know the basics. Like,
I was just about to say, even let's take it back to the basics, right? We're not talking about no Cartier and fucking shit like that. Men, that's what I said, it's not a tearing down. It's like... Listening. If there is a need, right? And if you know I like work really hard and I'm really really busy or something like that. Like make
what
dinner.
What you want to do? Rub your feet?
No, you don't have to do that.
Make dinner. Order dinner.
Order dinner.
Or don't ask me what dinner is.
Yeah.
Now I got to make another decision. Nigga, I don't want to make a decision.
Like a group decision.
No, I don't even want to think about it. You know what I eat. You know my dietary restrictions.
You know what I like. You know what I like. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you know my dietary restrictions.
Not you don't want to think. I just want the dinner.
Yes, but sometimes, you know, like, with people who are in these women who are in these powerful roles and stuff like that and doing things and really have a lot going on, you know, like.
On the pod.
You don't want
to
think.
Like, I don't want to have to come home and be like, now I got, and don't get me wrong, because there's going to be times when I want to, like, and that's the thing, that's the other thing, is like,
and that.
You never, like, people don't get to that level where I want to be sucked, because, like, I don't like cooking, but I might cook for a nigga, like, you know, but like, oh, like, shit, I want to treat a nigga, like, my love language is gift giving, like, I want to do that
I knew gifts was in your love language at the time.
Like, I want to be able to buy you shit. There's been shit where I've looked at, like, damn, I wish I had a nigga. I would buy this shit for him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, you like buying too?
Yes, like I like buying shit. I like going places, like treating, like I'm gonna treat you to a nice date and all
tricking.
That. But like,
no, but, you're my man.
But you're my man. It's not a trick.
It's not tricking.
It's like that's what I'm saying, because at this point, you have done
it for
me.
We ain't going half, though. No shade.
We're not going half.
Sorry, Daryl. Y'all can do that. Ain't no way in hell I'm going half.
No
listen
half.
Listen to episode 230 and find out what me and Monica go half.
I'm not going half. I'm absolutely not splitting.
But like,
chat.
You know what I'm saying? But like, I don't mind treating my nigga. Like, I want you to feel like.
You can for
like,
dinner.
Like, okay.
First goes.
Nigga,
it doesn't matter.
A five star because a bitch
said
like
Brooklyn
Chopped
House.
Oh, okay.
Period.
She said
Brooklyn Chop House.
I said,
come on. No. And I was like, you know me. I texted. Oh, never mind. Sorry. Let me not do that.
It's so real friends on the show, y'all.
Right, literally.
I thought
he was having a real conversation. So actually, yeah, right. Sorry, y'all. Sorry. So I got a little carried away. I was like, bitch, remember what?
Ooh. I'm gonna say it too much.
So make sure y'all.
Make sure y'all
hit the backwoods. You know.
Oh my god.
Yes. Rolling up because obviously we have.
There was a post from. You know, my fave spiritual world, what we were talking about. And so it said, it's really not fun to be with someone who can't provide and do the same sorry, y'all know I can't read. It's really not fun to be with someone who can't provide and do for you the same way you do for them. You start to resent the things y'all can't do and time they don't have and places y'all can't go. And eventually it's just like ellipses. My life can be better than this. And so a man responds to this and says, I've never heard a man say this relationship isn't fun, in air quotes, because she won't take him to Bora Bora and buy him Balenciagas. Not aunt in the back laughing. I truly feel for men because this is ridiculous, LMAO. Relationships are about the people in it, not the material things they can get out of it. I wasn't even done. I was like, what? But it goes to what you just said.
Yeah.
Like, also, date who makes sense for you.
Exactly.
Don't get a nigga out your league. Don't get a bitch out your league.
Yeah. Like, but that's the problem most niggas. Niggas will be dating the secretary. So no, the secretary can't afford the shit you can buy her. If you the partner and you dating a secretary, she cannot afford the dates that you want to go on.
Or the CEO.
Right. Like, it's right. Like yes, you dated the secretary, you bought her out. And now this bitch sitting at home, you talking about something like, now you talking about something
now
like,
you don't want a bum bitch.
Right. Now you don't want a bum bitch.
But you wanted to be needed.
That was your fault. Exactly.
But you wanted to be needed.
And again, going back to the basics, niggas be talking, you know, oh, I always say, cheating is a rich man's sport.
It is.
Come on now. Yeah.
But broke niggas do it all the time.
And they do.
But it should be.
But it's a rich man, niggas, because cheat on me, nigga, you're going to be hurt. I promise you.
Mm-hmm. Drop 5 stacks on the makeup bag. Because I've cheated
before you did, just to make sure.
It's giving a cast fast post. It's like, she just in case.
Point at the screen. Make sure you're watching on YouTube because the point.
I gotta go. Let me roll up.
She said, I heard that. Cheat just in case.
Wow.
Heard you said.
But, and let me be clear. All right, I ain't a real cheater, y'all. If there's some niggas that really want me, that's my old ways. But.
All my old ops fucking with my new ops.
Uh-huh.
I'm so dead.
Ghetto.
I'm so dead.
What song is that?
Dirk.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But
that
no.
That's my shit.
That's my shit.
Yeah, yeah. It's cute.
Hey. I'll be rocking it. That shit. It'd be 6'6 Poppy playing it, you know. Shit.
Shout out to 6'6 Poppy.
6'6 Poppy really a rapper girlfriend.
Whole rap playlist dedicated.
He really is.
Doing them dance.
Literally.
Hey.
With the 40-inch Birkin.
Yes. Birkin.
Yes. That's such a large Birkin, just be clear. I was like, that's very massive. It's bopping everybody in the head.
Not bopping everybody in the head.
That's like,
damn.
No, but cheating should be.
But you know, like, niggas like to be like, oh, like, woo, woo, like, no. Like, they be like, oh, yeah, because I remember I seen a tweet a long time ago. And it was like, you know, your grandparents, your grandfather cheated on your grandma. But you forget, them niggas were taking care of 2 households. Without question.
Yeah.
Y'all niggas can better take care of yourself.
That part.
Did y'all see the Gerard Carmichael special? What is it called? Rathaniel?
Yeah, his real name.
Yeah, his real name. And like that story with his mother.
Yeah.
And, you know, the dad like kept that shit from the mother from how long was it for? Like
years.
It wasn't like 20 or something.
Something like that, basically. Yeah.
They met as adults.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the point is that niggas was able to take care of two households.
Yeah.
On their own income. Wasn't taking shit from the house. The main house was still steady.
Yeah.
Y'all niggas can barely take care of yourselves and be wanting to cheat and then be mad when, like, no, like, you can't have your cake and eat it too. Like, let's be clear.
Mm-hmm.
If you want those old stereotypical ways, you want a housewife, you want somebody clean, make sure you can take care of the house without me paying no bills.
Yeah.
Make sure if I decide tomorrow I don't want to work, I don't have to.
Right.
Make sure
if I
that
I want to be barefoot and pregnant
that can, I can.
You can hold me
you
down.
You can hold me down. Like, make sure that you bring in the bacon.
I'm getting
like
Rihanna, and I'm still wearing designer. Pregnant.
Hello, like,
but y'all. But they wasn't doing that then.
I mean, like, no,
y'all.
But, I mean, but
the women
I'm
was still
it,
working
I'm extra now.
I mean, yeah, I was like, y'all. Time out.
Extra, but
well,
the grandmas
did not work. And the reason why they had to stay was because women could not. You didn't. You couldn't have a bank account until 1960.
Right, but I think it was very basic. Right, it was giving. House food,
no,
water. Like,
no,
there was no,
no
you might have been making.
My grandmama had jewelry. I still got the finest jewels from my grandma. My mom, rest in peace. she, you know, Herma Jean was the doll. She had all her little gold. You know, I made some money off of that because I sold it because I went to Paris.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Fly
not
you
Mama,
out.
Not Mama Jean. But I think the norm though is like I said, it's giving like necessities.
Oh no, mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. But like I said, but niggas can barely take care of themselves. Well, or necessitize anything for me and my child. Like you over here cheating and got another bitch pregnant and you know, niggas have six and seven kids. For what? Like you can't afford these kids. But the reason why it's so acceptable because remember, the kids be staying with the mama.
Well, I mean, I think in general we just losing recipes. Like I think
absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, they said like again, I hate to go back to Ladies Who List, but like, you know, what's her name? Kimberl with her last name.
Oh yeah.
Beautiful girl. Mm-hmm. Super, obviously, like, well, does well in her career, talented, all of the accolades, all of the things.
Yeah.
And, like, there was actually a TikTok going around about, like, if you move to Atlanta, you have to share a nigga. Like, and I feel like that is low-key becoming more. And I saw, like, a few. Now I love TikToks. I'm always on there. and so I went down a whole rabbit hole of them, of women being like, yeah, they right. Like, you're sharing, and they're being, I would rather a man be honest
if you want a particular type of man.
Very true. Because there was
a lot of y'all don't want a blue-collar man. You don't want a man who works at UPS.
This is
true. Don't want a man who works at sanitation. You don't want
and I hate to bring up this man's name, but Kevin Samuels.
Oh gosh.
And there was that one recently that was floating around and he said if you're like over 35 and you want a man with a particular type of lifestyle. Now I listened to every word. He said a particular type of lifestyle, you have to share him. And you know, everybody's like, oh da da da, and I was like, no, he's right. Like I hate to admit it. I agree. Like, but keep in mind, the caveat is a particular type of lifestyle. Yeah. Not if you want a man after 35, like obviously you can get him. And low key, you can't get a man after 35 with a particular type of lifestyle. But
I think there's some men who like, I believe you can.
Definitely give it pessimist.
It's just, he's not going to be wrapped up in some like pretty bow.
Exactly. But right. Like,
in all fairness, are you wrapped up in a pretty bow?
Exactly.
No, and that's no shame.
Right, no, right. Absolutely.
Like, we
is
have
anybody,
to be honest
yeah.
with ourselves
yeah.
about what we also are bringing to the this
yeah.
table.
Right. Right. Like, I know I have an aggressive personality. Like, it's definitely given.
We in a party. We in the building. We in the.
You know, like that's me. It's like I'm gonna be out. You know, like if you want a bitch that's want to stay home every weekend and blase blah, that ain't me. Like I'm ready to
blase,
be out.
Blase blase blase.
I'm ready to be out with the girls. I'm ready to be coming home drunk. Tell you something, suck your dick. You know, like and via text. Okay. Like let's go. Like
after brunch,
like. What's tea? Why you still got clothes on when I come in the house? You know, like that's how I'm trying to pull up.
Yes. But she's aggressive.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Why you still got clothes on? Just was like, ooh. Wow. Am I getting wet? Why you still got clothes on?
Ooh, that's what you
want me to take off?
I'm in an Uber. Why you still got clothes on?
Oh my God.
Why am I to use that one?
Oh my God. The deli on done that. I can't. I cannot.
So, you know, like, I want to be out. I'm going to travel. I want to still go with my girls, but I still want to have bay time. I still want to be like, oh, boo, let's go on a date. Let's, you know, like, I want to be outside, like, with my nigga. Like, but you, if you a homebody, it's not for me. Because I don't like being home all the time. Like, don't get me wrong. I'd love a nice, quiet night at home occasionally, but.
And to catch up on your TV
show. Yeah, exactly. But, like, if you want to be home every weekend.
No.
Like, it's again, not. That's why you have to
do
what somebody
do you.
Who fits your damn lifestyle. I think we've said it before. Like, love is not enough.
As my friend Mama said, I'll never forget. It's the funniest thing she said to me. She said, "Lexi, that's my friend name. Love don't pay the bills." And I said, "Wow,
it don't
a word."
And we both it don't.
A scripture is from John verse 9.
I can't.
Or Job. Job. Look.
Not Job. I was like, who is he in the Bible? Well, we were supposed to do an icebreaker, child, but we done broke the ice.
You can still break it.
We're gonna break the ice.
Break some
and
more.
We have a Black History. Black History version of Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Black History, because it is Black History every day.
Every day.
365.
Okay, like a McDonald's commercial.
Remember, Fuck, Kill, Marry.
Fuck, Kill, Marry. Okay. Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, Louis Farrakhan.
Oh my God.
We are in Harlem, but all these damn prominent street names. I don't know. I didn't know. 7th Avenue was Adam Clayton Powell.
Right. That is. So we said Malcolm X. Yeah.
What's 8th? Frederick Douglass.
So we said Malcolm X, Martin Luther King.
Martin Luther
King. Louis Farrakhan.
Louis Farrakhan. Frederick Douglass.
Who you fucking?
Probably fucking Malcolm.
Yeah.
He was type 5. Laying that dick. He was type 5.
Fucking these hoes. Definitely laying it down. You know, he was giving me the word of Islam. Whatever.
Listen, I would have not ate pork with that nigga.
You say fucking Martin.
No, I said
no, she said Malcolm.
No, I heard Malcolm. I'm a Mary Martin.
Malcolm X was type fine. You know, he was kind of like.
He was real fine.
Exactly. So I said.
Super fine. Girl, oh my right God, there's a picture of him right
here. I know. I was looking at him right here. Like, you know,
he was so fine.
He
giving
action. Was so fine.
It's giving hot that pussy for a real nigga.
Okay, move.
Why you still got clothes?
R.I.P.
I'm never gonna be able to live that down.
Take that suit off.
Not take that suit. What nigga got
put those
suit.
Bean pies down?
Yeah.
Malcolm X. Walk down 125th real quick. Just come down 125th.
Holla at me real quick.
Now she gets smacked on her ass with the final call.
I'm about to kill Louis Farrakhan. No offense.
It's okay.
Sorry.
It's all right. Go. Yeah.
Shout out to the Muslims.
The Muslims. Give an ixnay.
You gonna marry Martin Luther King?
Yeah, you know.
Wow. She's giving Coretta. Okay, I get it.
Not Coretta.
You know, It's giving Southern Belle.
Yeah.
It is. It really is.
I see it. I get it.
She's going to be having her big church lady.
Yeah. We just talked about that. You know, yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can see Mae marrying like a deacon or like a bishop. You know, I don't know all the rankings in the church. But like.
A mega church.
Yes, for sure. I can absolutely.
Yeah.
Because you know, she Rolls loves, Royce. You're going to have all your colors.
I can't wait to unleash my old lady church gear. Okay. We just talked about that the other day. I cannot wait
to
unleash.
It's like I'm mocking the last level.
Yeah, it's like
bad bitchdom.
Like bad bitchdom. It's like when a bitch come out with the matching hat with this. Motherfucking suit.
Yes.
With the motherfucking suit.
You know, I'm going to have my little lifts on because you know, my little matching lift, you know, it's going to be, I'm going to get it dyed properly to the right color.
A lift?
I'm dead.
My heels, you know, my little lift.
I'm dead.
You know, so I'm going to get them dyed, you know, get the white one, the little satin one you can dye. You can match it to your suits.
You know what?
The last level.
We literally were talking about that and it's like, I would probably dress exactly the same. And I remember I said I was going to be wearing like Golden Girls sweatsuits.
Yes. Sweatsuit.
I was gonna be
I get it. Comfort
ones.
Over everything.
Yeah. I'm just having my little Reeboks. I'm gonna just be walking in with like coffee. Like, hey girls, what's up?
With coffee.
Golden Girl sweatsuit.
Like, I got my lavender coffee, y'all. What's up?
Literally, same thing.
It's giving extravagant sleeve shirts for me.
Right, yeah. And I'm like, okay, where are we going? Like, okay, we're gonna get our nails done. I feel like that's only like, you know, you do like calm activities then.
Oh, bitch, we still going to brunch. We're still turning up a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
I'm dead.
And smoking hookah.
Hello.
The grandmas? I'm not doing that.
My mama still be, she be, my mama, like, she's a newfound smoker. A newfound hookah.
Your mama smoking hookah?
Yeah, she made us get her a hookah and everything.
I love
it. Baby D be like, can y'all set up my hookah for me? I be like, girl.
She burned the clothes on.
She should smoke it on Zaza, smoke it on ZZ's. What the
baby
fuck
D be in the house, like, I mean, she can't smoke, she can't pull shit, but she be,
you know, a little something.
Oh, yeah, like
this. Where is she show?
Going there.
Where is she show?
I can't.
Looking for a bad bitch.
Look, I'm telling you.
That's why I was like, nah, what is she show?
Come to the real Maryland, not Baltimore, please.
So, what would you tell your
disclaimer?
What we don't do.
Moving right along.
Okay.
Disclaimer. Right. The real Maryland.
Girl.
PG County, Pretty Girl County, what they call it.
You're lumped in with all those other counties and cities. So what would you tell your younger self?
Because you can't say Maryland.
Right. Hello.
Maryland.
Where are you state?
What would you tell your younger self, girl?
He said, I'm not going to do this with you.
What would I tell my younger self? I would tell my younger self, I would probably tell her,
to actually date more. Because when I was younger, I mean, I have been this main since I was, like, young. Like, even in high school and middle school, it was like, fuck niggas, get money. It was really, like, awesome. Like, it is what it is. If you can do something for me, great. If you can't, whatever. I, you know, being well over 30 now and realizing, like, oh, like, it's a lot harder to date, a lot harder to meet people. You know, I would definitely tell my younger self to try to date a little bit more and take a little bit more seriously. But shit, a bitch still having fun. The bitch still cute.
Mm. Oh. I heard that.
Purr.
Big I'm actually purr. Shocked you said that. I feel like...
Because I feel like you date. Yeah, I mean, no, like... I do. But I mean, like I said, like, to take it more seriously, right, when I was younger. It. Like, to actually, like, date. Like, for real, for my last boyfriend was like...
Wait, to date more seriously or just to, like, casually?
I mean, to date more seriously, right?
Okay, like, I'm thinking casually.
Like, yes, let me be very specific. To date more seriously, right? Like, yes, I was dating and talking to niggas, but, like, my last, like, real boyfriend was, like, senior high school, freshman college.
I mean, it's hard.
Like, and I mean, I've had other niggas that wanted to date me, and I just kind of, like, was like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, like, it was just like, I mean, I'm out here, like... You're not on the wave I want to be on. You know, niggas want to stay in certain cities or whatever. Like, again, like, I lived in D.C., North Carolina, Paris, New York. Like, a bitch has been moving. So, and I've never been afraid to, like, live anywhere else. So, right. If you not ready to, like, get up and go, it's very much hard for me to understand that.
Yeah.
Like, to understand, like, oh, no, I want to stay in North Carolina. Like, no, this shit is slow as shit. Like, I left North Carolina the day after my graduation. Like, it was like, all right.
I'm done with this.
Thanks for the ass, deuces.
I get it. I left a month after I graduated, so I feel you.
So it was like, you know, I was ready to get back to the fast city of D.C., be at the clubs every night, every weekend, like, ready to go be back on rotation. So for me, it was just like, and then, like, again, like I said, like, I remember I had a nigga ask me, why you moving to Paris? And I said, why not?
Why?
Yeah.
But I mean, because, like, you know, like, you think about it, like, niggas don't realize, like,
yeah, but people only know what they're
used to, like, yeah, like, you, when's the last time you heard of a most likely a black person moving across the fucking to Europe,
right,
to live, like, and not knowing when they're gonna come back?
Not recently.
Like, remember when Kiara did it and I was like, I'm sorry, what?
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah, she was just like, yeah, I'm good, I'm leaving.
She might actually be the last person.
Yeah, she, like, no, she was just like, I'm moving to London.
And yeah, and that's like, literally what it was for me. It was like, I was like, I'm moving to Paris. My God.
She's like, I've always wanted to do it. I'm young.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, that was my...
That
was,
it is the why
and that was my question. It was like, I'm young. I didn't have any kids. I didn't have, like, a serious boyfriend at the time. Like, it wasn't like I was leaving
anything. That was her, yeah.
My mom was like, do it, you know. And again, I attribute all of that to my mother, who also traveled when she was young, right? Like, her parents bought her, for her graduation gift from high school, a trip to Europe for, you know, and again, this is like in the 60s, 70s, right? So, like, you know, like, so that's what I say, like,
wow.
I've, you know, I've always been raised in this, like, mentality.
Right, right.
So it was never...
Take more risks.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, and I also want us to teach our kids and teach people to... It's okay to live an easy lifestyle. It's okay to be happy. It's okay to spend money. It's okay to enjoy. Go buy that shit you want.
Yeah.
Not to not save. You know, be clear. Make sure you're not spending all your money in one place.
Yeah.
Right. Don't want to do that.
Right. But I'm saying, like...
But treat yourself.
But, you know, people be like, oh, I need to have $100,000 in my savings account. Like, if it's not for... Unless you're buying a house, what do we... Like, make sure you have a reason to be saving. Like, let's be clear. Always save to save. But
be intentional with the saving.
But yeah, like, enjoy life. Like, don't not enjoy life because you're saving for nothing. Yeah. Like, you just
this
saving.
This is the best my savings has ever looked. I'm proud of myself.
Right. But it's like good. Like, you want it to look good because you got shit going on.
Just look at it.
Right.
Just
like,
looking at it like, one day you all gonna be gone.
Right.
But
exactly.
It's for something, but it's all
nice
gonna be gone.
But it's nice to see it. But then once you get that, treat yourself. Like, be okay with, like, me going on a motherfucking trip and I'm doing all the works. And that's
every day.
Okay. Like,
I have trouble.
Be like, you know, I'm gonna get those glasses. Bitch, I just bought new sunglasses this weekend and I just had to buy them. They was fine. They was expensive, but they was fine.
treat yourself.
As long as you don't regret it.
Right.
Mm. Treat yourself. Me like I treat me.
Treat and me literally, like, it's giving.
Low-key never going to happen, I feel like.
Treat me like I treat me?
Yeah, because I treat myself.
Okay. Hello?
Like, but that's because I treat myself down. Okay.
And that's the problem is, like, again, people always be
that's the name of the episode. Treat me like I treat me.
Treat me like I treat me.
Because I'm going to go on a trip. The doll is booking a trip, whether it's with you or without you. Be clear.
Right.
I've gone on solo trips, group trips.
All of it.
If I say I'm going to go on a trip, you ain't got to worry about me pulling out. Just know I'm going to get the ticket, whether it's last minute, first minute.
Me. Yeah. I know. I'm a flake.
That's fact.
I'm a flake ass bitch.
I'm a flake ass bitch.
And you be pulling up.
I do.
Oh, you be pulling up just, and showing out. Stop.
Yeah, she. Like, she
yeah,
Tierra want to be a flake so bad.
Tierra be trying to be, she be trying to be so fake lazy so bad.
She be pulling up
all the time.
Hey, every time.
Every time.
What do you know for sure?
I ain't see Tierra miss shit yet.
Right,
but okay,
she's showing up, poo.
Okay.
Oh my god. No, yeah, it's just yeah. Y'all right? Not for y'all. No shit. Yeah, I was like, I make everything y'all do. Yeah, you right.
I'm like,
you a good friend.
Yeah, you right. If y'all just be like, no, I don't want to do that.
I mean, even as bad as she complains, she gonna complain.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you
the know, whole way.
You know, yeah. Yeah. I just showed her because I was like, you know what I'm
for
talking
sure.
about.
For sure.
Yeah. Yes.
Sunshine on me. But what do you know for sure?
What I know for sure, I'm a bad bitch.
Come on now.
I love it.
Big purr.
The biggest purr.
The biggest purr.
And whoever get this,
blessed, lucky,
they lucky, they blessed.
I actually was listening to Destiny's Child. No, so I was listening to Future on my way to the gym. You know, he love you better, mm-hmm. and I was like, niggas that say that you ain't gonna find nobody better than them is so toxic. So when I left the gym, I was listening to Destiny's Child, mm-hmm. and you know, they're like, if you're never gonna find, yeah. I was like, that's right. And then I was like, oh, I'm doing the same shit. Because I was like, oh, it's real different when the woman sing it. Because I was like, niggas, you can find another nigga.
The difference is that for real, like, and technically, I feel like it's probably more true for men than it is for women. But a nigga, you know, he who find a man find a wife, right? A good woman. I mean, he who find a good woman finds a wife, right? Like. And most of the time, niggas always come back. Let's be very fucking clear. A woman is never really going back to a nigga. When's the last time you see most women be like, oh, like, I wish I should never let him go, blah, blah. Like, once she has let him go, she has found better. She's done better for herself.
So,
she,
I'm sorry to cut you off. You're saying women don't go back to men?
Not all the time. I'm saying most of the time. Not as much as men come back to women. Like, men will be... I have niggas from... high school, middle school, college, whatever, still on my
still
line. And I didn't even fuck half those niggas. You know
what I'm saying? But you know, like, sometimes I think that's ego, right? For men, and I hate to say it like that, but I was like, this is a conversation, obviously, for men or for a man, or because, but also one man ain't gonna speak for all of men.
Right.
But what I do feel like is that is more ego. To me, I think men marry based off of timing. Like, whoever is there at the time that they're ready.
Yeah.
It's not about, like, who you love the most. It's
no,
about
I know, but
who is
but,
here
but what
when
I will
I'm
say,
ready.
No, but what I will Not say
really
is that a nigga
that?
Will still tell yeah. you, I don't care
I've
if they're
that.
Married or
no,
not.
No, I've heard that.
But let's be clear, a nigga will still tell you if they're married or not, like, I should have married you years later.
Yeah, but I'm like, Ty, I'm sorry, I do need you to weigh in on this. Yeah, literally, I was like,
Ty,
literally,
like I'm
Ty.
High. He been smoking backwoods with us.
Just shake your
I
hand.
I was like, y'all ain't tapped me in 2 years.
Right. Like, now y'all want to tap me in. Are men marrying more for with timing or love?
Timing, absolutely.
I wouldn't say timing because there's really no. Like, how y'all talked about with having kids.
No, not that. No, we're talking about
when you're ready.
When a man is
like secure and whatever it is, like career wise, like, or, and not, this is not all men, obviously, but like when a man is whatever he feels like he needs, whatever, to finally settle down.
It's like, I call it like taking yourself out the game. Like, all right, like,
yeah, it's timing.
I'm not ready to be on the court shooting no more than yes.
It's timing, yes.
But it doesn't mean you find. You might be in a, like,
no, exactly.
Intentional now. Like, all right, I gotta.
No, exactly. No.
No, no, but it's not that. But it's not that. That. But it. It's we timing. Both like it's timing.
Yeah, like it's timing. Like, you know, and I agree. It's
sorry,
very much
Ty. You attribute it to the time. Timing.
Yeah, it's like when you ready. It's okay. You ready? Like if a nigga's not ready, he's not ready, and that's clear.
You know, I like to check.
But what I will say is that a nigga will still come back, no matter if he married or not, and say, "I lost out on you." Like, because
you weren't for the time.
Because you wasn't for the time. Because I've seen so many niggas do it. I've heard niggas tell me like, "Oh, I should have really married such and such. Or I should really get back with, like, she's married now." Blah blah blah. But like, it's just like, most of the time, it really be the women who really be having upper hand in most relationships, and we just don't realize that shit.
Hmm. Interesting.
The P is for power. Another P word.
Not like that, because I think that scares me.
Yeah, I don't want to put pressure on you to be with me.
In the sense of like, oh, if you do this, I'm out. But it's like, if you know you got a good one, you're gonna be like, let me make sure I do what I need to do, because if I can't keep playing the same.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
But niggas don't realize they have a good one till it's too late a lot of times.
Yeah, that's what.
And so it's giving an ultimatum, which again I said I didn't want to talk about. But
my point is that again. It be about timing, right? But niggas will let a bitch go away. But again, like I said, the woman always has the power, because at the end of the day, that nigga gonna come back regardless and say, "Damn, I fuck," or tell his niggas.
But I feel like, honestly, I think it's like hearsay. It's so easy to just say something, right? You're not actually gonna act on it.
Oh yeah,
the same thing. I've like heard, but it's like, okay, that's cute. Like they're just words.
Oh yeah, no, I mean, I don't take it because I don't give a damn. But my theory is, it's like at the end of the day, like. I've never wanted any of the niggas back that wanted me back.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's been like, oh, like, damn, like, ooh, like, I should have did this, da 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 da. Like, oh, like, I miss you. Or, when we gonna have kids together? Nigga, never.
It's giving shit a cook. First of all, I feel like we have not done, I'm not saying that this is male bashing. Okay, it is. But we have not done one of these in so long.
This type of male episode?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I've been very quiet because I just don't have shit to say.
This is not applicable to
you. It's not. I feel like you was learning shit. I'm like, yeah.
No, I have been. You know, everything I do is in half. Ain't that right?
In half.
My God. Okay. Well, the quote is, it actually, you said something too. As a kid, I fantasized about fame. As a younger adult, I fantasized about wealth. Now I fantasize about a life of ease. I want a life where my worth is not tied to my productivity. I get the rest my body needs, and I don't have to sacrifice time with loved ones to survive.
Yep.
Yeah.
Move.
Don't cheat yourself.
Plus one.
Yeah. Plus one. I know. I just like figured out what that meant. But
plus one.
Plus one. Yeah. Yeah. Literally, it's giving. I'm plus 15.
It's like I can have all those things. I just want to chill and
yeah,
be comfortable and be.
And that's
fine.
It's like I want a life of luxury, a life of lap. You know, where I just ease.
Yeah. I want peace.
I
want
to float.
I have peace. One word: peace. Yeah. I want a life of peace.
Like that's it, and that's all.
Maine, where can people find you?
_ Gucci Maine on most platforms.
Not most.
I love it.
And it's Mayne, not Mane.
Right.
A lot of people. And also, I am not equivalent to the rapper. Believe me, in my first couple of years of Twitter, everybody was sending me demo mixtapes. And even during the Jeezy and Gucci mix verses, niggas was also adding me in their stories. I'm it's very strange.
I love it.
Not sure you added because of Gucci.
I'm dead.
But it's _ Gucci Mane. He is... LaFleur 1017.
Right.
Please, the fact that they don't know.
Not LaFleur 7. Girl, goodbye.
I know that man's IG name, but yes.
Bye.
But yes.
Peace out.
_ Gucci.
Bye, y'all.
Yo, you listening to the Oprah Rose Show with TT and Gigi? And yeah, get it poppin'.
Thoughts. Everything begins with thoughts.
She's a slut, she's a hoe, she's this, she's that.
We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much.
It's about people being uncomfortable with women owning their sexuality.
What is the truest, highest vision that you hold for yourself?
I'm a real ass bitch, and I'm gonna get everything that I'm gonna get on my own.
I know for sure. You don't get what you wish for. You get what you believe.